Unfortunately, because of the expected rain tonight, going to mention Townsend Bertram and Company's tree lighting ceremony in downtown Carrboro has been rescheduled to December 13th. And we'll talk about that in just a second because we've got Betsy Bertram from Townsend Bertram and Company here in the studio even as we speak, along with Susan Romaine of Orange County Living Wage, certifying living wage employers here in Orange County, of which Townsend Bertram and Company is now one. So Susan, Betsy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us, Aaron.
Always good to be at the Hill.
So, Betsy, before we get started talking about Townsend Bertram as a living wage employer, what do people need to know about the tree lighting ceremony and the rescheduling?
Townsend Bertram and Company has been lighting the old post oak in front of the store for years. It was a tradition my father started, and the tree is now in extreme duress, and it is unable to be wrapped in lights, so the ceremony we are doing is a candle lighting ceremony. We have hundreds of candles, so save the date for December 13th. That kicks off at 6 o'clock. We've got two awesome bands, free beer from Vecino, delicious snacks, and Fial Raven will be there, giving out prizes and have an extension of their awesome line for you to check out.
Awesome. So that's December 13th. Mark your calendars. And a really special year, too, for Townsend Bertram & Company because you're celebrating your 30th anniversary, right?
We sure are. Yeah. And that celebration has been rescheduled due to Hurricane Florence. We are really rolling with the rescheduling.
Don't schedule anything. God.
That's right. May 18th. So the good news is if you're listening today, you can mark your calendars for both of those events. It's going to be a huge celebration commemorating our 30th anniversary in Carrboro. We've been family-owned and family-operated for 30 years.
So what's the new date you said?
May 18th.
May 18th, so a few months away, but celebrating 30 years of Townsend Bertram & Company here in our community, and you just got certified as a living wage employer. So Susan Romaine, I'm going to turn to you to talk about that because you've been running Orange County Living Wage since day one. So tell us about the program for people who don't know.
Yeah, we are just absolutely thrilled to have Townsend Bertram on board as our 167th living wage employer. And that means that Townsend Bertram & Company is paying all of its full and part-time employees at least $13.70 an hour. Townsend Bertram is the first outfitter in North Carolina to be certified. They may even be the first one in the entire country. So it's a very special certification for us.
That's awesome. So Betsy, what was it that went into your decision to get certified in the first place?
My business partner and our incredible general manager, Taylor Dansby, really led this charge, and he does an amazing job of managing our team. And one of the big things that we talk about every day is how the best investment any business can make is in its staff and employees. The way that you treat your staff is the way that they treat your customers. Since the founding of Townsend Bertram & Company in 1988, my parents have always strived to treat the employees like family. And that is why And Company is on the name. Every single person who works at the store is a part of the family and a part of the company. And we're just so excited to be able to offer this to our staff. And it's not only a great benefit for everyone on board, but we see this creating a wave effect, not just in our own Carrboro Chapel Hill community, encouraging and inspiring other local businesses to get on board with Orange County Living Wage, but also in the outdoor industry as a whole, to encourage other specialty outdoor retailer shops across the nation to get their employees up to living wage.
And it really is a win-win for everyone. It's good for the employees, good for the businesses, good for the community. And Susan, I know we've certified more, closing in on 200 now living wage employers, some of which are the biggest employers in the community, the school districts, the towns, and some other really significant employers in terms of the number of employees. So what are the numbers now in terms of employees affected or wages raised?
Mm-hmm.
I know you keep track of that.
Yeah, we're at 167 employers. Wages have been lifted by those employers over $700,000. Mm-hmm. And then we want to look at what impact does that have on the economy. When those wages get lifted, those workers are going out and they're paying some of that additional cash. They're spending that money right here at home. They're going to Townsend Bertram to buy something to go on a hiking trip. They're going to get their hair cut. They're going to buy a cup of coffee. And so that overall economic impact is over $2 million over the last 3 years. So not only is this a great thing for the employers to do, just as Betsy said, in terms of really looking out after your employees and making an investment in them and ensuring their productivity and just the overall morale in the workplace, but also it's a gigantic benefit to our economy and really to just our whole quality of life.
And the ripple effect is really significant because the people who get paid a little bit more, they spend the money, that money gets reinvested in the community, and it just keeps going back and forth.
Mm-hmm. The real beauty of it too, Aaron, is a lot of times when those employers are investing here in the community, they are spending that money on other living wage employers, and it makes it possible for these employers to continue to provide those living wages from year to year.
So speaking with Susan Romaine of Orange County Living Wage, Betsy Bertram from Townsend Bertram and Company, which has just been certified as a living wage employer, and that's only one of the ways in which you give back to the community and help out in terms of promoting community values. I know another one that we're trying to promote here on the air is get out and vote during early voting, get out and vote on election day. You're wearing your I voted sticker, so there you go. Was that today you went
that
and voted?
That was today.
Awesome. And tell us what you're doing on election day.
We are really thrilled to be able to announce that Townsend Bertram and Company will be closed November 6th, the whole day. Midterms matter, and by closing our doors for the day, not only are we supporting our staff and being able to take that day to vote or volunteer, educate themselves on who they want to vote for, and just raise awareness in the community that it is voting day and we need to create more opportunity for everyone in our community to have access to that. I'm also thrilled to announce that we just published a wonderful post on the Glasstop Counter blog called The Privilege of Voting, written by one of our interns on what it means to vote and why we should all be participating in our democracy.
And that's a terrific thing, and that's something that any business can do. You've got Election Day. It's not a federal holiday, but any business can give their employees that opportunity, that day off, to head to the polls and vote, because it's important this year in particular because it's such an important midterm election. But every time there's an election that rolls around, just being able to get out there and do your civic duty without having to worry about, am I going to lose my job? Am I going to lose hours that I might otherwise be able to work? That's a really significant thing.
Yeah, it is. And it's really wonderful that Patagonia, the company, has been leading this charge nationwide. All of their stores will close on November 6th as part of this movement. It's wonderful to be a part of the outdoor industry where that's something that's valued nationwide.
Yeah, there really is a growing trend, right? Yeah. Again, speaking with Betsy Bertram and Susan Romaine. So other things that people need to know, first of all, about Townsend Bertram and Company, events coming up or things that you're celebrating?
It's never a dull moment at the store. We've got all kinds of events. Following the November 6th closure, we have some really fun events for the rest of the season. November 16th, we have Marley Parker, who is a professional explorer and adventurer, coming in to give an adventure talk about 100 days at sea. She will be showing her incredible photos, film, and we will also have Arc'teryx there with an expanded selection of their line for you to shop. That weekend, November 17th and 18th, we are giving 20% of all of our Patagonia sales back to the Haw River Assembly, another wonderful local nonprofit that we have supported since its opening. So come and shop with us that weekend to give a gift that keeps giving back. And then December 13th, we will have our tree lighting candle ceremony, and it is also Carmel by Candlelight. There will be music, beer, fun, giveaways, all kinds of good things. And that is a really great family-friendly night. So bring the whole family, bring your friends, and come enjoy.
People want to find you online. What's the website?
TBANDC.com. That's TBANDC.com. I highly recommend checking out the Glasstop Counter blog, especially the most recent post on voting.
And over to Susan Romaine of Orange County Living Wage. Other things that you're working on right now that people ought to know about?
Well, I want to let your listeners know that beginning January 1st, our living wage is actually adjusted to $14.25 an hour. It's been $13.70. We go to $14.25. And so if you are a business person out there and you are even considering certification, now is the time to come to us. Follow Townsend Bertram and Company's lead and lock in at $13.70 before the living wage goes up. It's a two-year certification. We would love to have you, and you can reach us at orangecountylivingwage.com.
And if you're listening out there, go to that website as well for a full list of all of the living wage employers in Orange County. And remember to get out there and support those businesses as well. Susan Romaine, Betsy Bertram, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.